Our first question is you know the biggie as far as stableflies go. It's from Monica in Ontario, Canada, and she wants to know, how do we discourage stableflies from being in our barns? Okay, so that's a great place to start because it opens up several pieces that when we talk about fly control, we need to kind of lay the foundation for. And that is, whenever I talk about control on a farm, I always think about it from what we call an integrated pest management perspective, IPM perspective, which is a standard series of kind of common sense approaches to pest management that really maximizes your control but minimizes risks to the environment and to people. And so this is ways that we bring in different methods of control to do that. But the problem with flies is that they're small, they seem to be everywhere, and they all kind of look the same. But the issue is that they're not all the same. So there's several species of flies that are really involved in being pests on our farms. And stable flies, like you said, are one of those. So the first piece of IPM is to identify the pest that you have. And a lot of folks get confused because they hear the name stable fly and they think that means it's the flies in the stable. And actually, stable flies don't actually like to go indoors. House flies will. They'll hang out in your barns, but stable flies don't. So I want to just lay that groundwork that I am going to actually talk about stable flies when I answer this question. But we need to make sure that for those of you listening that you are truly identifying which fly you have, because the control methods are not the same for house flies, stable flies, face flies, horn flies, all those major fly groups that are pests of horses. So stable fly. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, so the flies that move into my house that I always blame on my horses, are those actually not here because of my horses?
It depends. Again, so you may be talking about cluster flies, which are, they look a little bit like house flies. They're kind of slow moving and dark colored.
They're big.
Yeah, are they kind of shiny?
Yeah, round. Yeah, okay. They're round. Yeah. They kind of bumble around. Yeah.
Yep. So they're probably cluster flies, which are related to what we call blow flies, which are the bright, shiny colored flies that we see sometimes around horse farms or dumpsters. And they actually are not caused by your horses. They live in the soil and they eat earthworms. So they're a little bit more of a challenge to deal with than our on-farm flies, which are really their presence is there because of the animals. And in your case, cluster flies are a little bit different of an issue, which is probably a whole webinar in itself.
Okay. I'll let you get back to the stable flies then. Okay.
Yeah. So stable flies, the way you can tell you have stable flies and not something else, you don't have to get down with a microscope and see what they look like. Stable flies are going to cause your horses to stomp around. So they're going to hang out on the legs, and that's where your horses are, you know, picking up their feet and stomping them down because they're biting flies. And they're one of the two flies that are pests of horses that are actually biting flies. Another way you can identify this fly is that it holds itself at a very different angle, at about a 45-degree angle on the surface it's resting at. You don't have to get a protractor out and measure that, but just look at its head. If its head is pointing up a little bit, it's probably a stable fly versus a house fly that's going to be very parallel to the base. So just some quick and easy ways to try and figure out what it is that you're dealing with. Stable flies, like most biting flies, are very visual animals, so they are looking for a broad color spectrum that they identify as a moving animal. And so the ways that we manage stable flies are the same in some cases as our house flies, where we're looking for areas of waste, which can be shavings that you took out of a stall, waste shavings, and you put in a manure pile. They like to develop in that. Or the biggest culprit, especially out west and in the south, is round bale rings. So if you have round bales and feet in fields where the waste hay has kind of fallen down and horses are stomping on that and urinating and defecating in that area, that is perfect stable fly development. They're protected from the horse's hooves because of the layers of hay, and they develop extremely well in those situations. So moist, wet areas, clean those up, you remove the areas where they can develop. However, stable flies are very good flyers. So if you have a neighbor even a couple miles down the road that is not very good at cleaning their space up, you still may have stable flies. And in that case, we look to traps. Most of the traps sold are for house flies that probably familiar with the jug traps, which have the smells. Stable flies are visual, like I said, so they have a lot of sticky traps. And a couple of them that are out there commercially being sold are bite-free. It's called the bite-free trap. And the other one's called the Olsen trap. Both of them work under the same principle where you put a sticky trap on a stake and the flies are attracted by the wavelengths of light coming off of those and they get stuck to it. You pick that up and toss it when it gets full and you add a new one. And if you put those around your pastures, you can generally attract quite a few stable flies and collect them before they even get to your animal. Stable flies and house flies, because they develop in such similar habitats, they can also be controlled with the use of parasitoids. And I know we're going to talk about those a little bit later, so I'm going to leave that for now. But parasitoids are a biocontrol method for managing stable flies. So cleaning up what you have as waste, adding some traps out there, and adding parasitoids are the best ways to keep them off your animals.
So with the colored sticky traps, do you want to place those near your horses, or is that going to draw the flies towards your horses, or do you want them near your horses so that the insects find the traps because they're near your horses anyway?
That's a great point. You don't want to put them in the pastures, because if they don't get stuck on your horse and they're wearing them like a tiara, they may get stuck on something else,
yeah.
Like a deer or something that may come in that field and be very curious. And so ask me how I know. Okay. Definitely happened before. So unless you want to build small electrified fences to put them in, the best place to actually locate them is the fence line on the other side of the fence line. Especially if you have wooden fence or PVC fence, stable flies love to rest on fence lines after they've taken a blood meal. So if you put them by those fence lines, the next time they get up to take a blood meal, they're going to say, well, this thing's a lot closer, and jump to that instead of going into the field and on your horses.